This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Mr. Hauser is here. Let me also remind you, it's a Tuesday during the Twins season, and that means it's Twins Ticket Tuesday, as always presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. Not now, but later this hour, third caller wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Red Sox. Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, and Don Zimmer will lead the crew to Met Stadium. Tom is here. Tom, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Chad, and you? The Twins, I wish those were the Red Sox who were going to be here.
Yeah, that would be better.
More entertaining than what we're currently seeing from our Minnesota Twins.
That is correct. Let's get to State Senator Nicole Mitchell. And the fact she's now been charged with first-degree burglary, broke into her stepmother's home where her stepmother and father live. She is telling us that she wanted belongings from her father, and there were no communications between her and her stepmother, and she made this horrible decision. Let's get to identifying the party first, because this has become a debate, including some prominent former Republicans who were mad at some media outlets because some media outlets did not identify her as a Democrat. What is your policy on stories like this? How soon do you believe within the story you should identify, in this case, a Democrat, or in another case, a Republican?
Well, I don't know of any outlet who didn't identify her as a Democrat. But some mostly anonymous people in the Twitterazzi class just cannot stand the fact that the letters DFL were not in the headline.
Yep.
It just had state senator. But then if you read the story, and again, many people in the Twitterazzi, either incapable or unwilling to actually click on the story and read it, would see that within the first five words, you see DFL
yep.
Woodbury. The story here is that it's a state senator. It could be a Republican. It could be a Democrat. In this case, it happens to be a Democrat. If it were a Republican, we wouldn't have done it any differently. It's a state senator,
yep.
Somebody who represents the people of Minnesota. And that is what was most important.
The responses from the leaders by party, if the state senator was a Republican, and I suggested to you the words would be completely reversed from every leader. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. I mean, are they each responding exactly the way you would expect the other party to respond if the shoe was on the other foot? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. So Mark Johnson, yeah. Who's calling for her resignation, and Aaron Murphy was saying, hey, due process. If she was a Republican, it would be the exact opposite, in my view.
Yes, meaning, yeah, they would say the same things about each other. If like I said, if the shoe were on the other foot. But in this case, you know, we know it's a DFL senator, and that's who's involved. And, you know, people in this polarized age in which we live, people are just so focused. God, I hope it's a Republican, or God, I hope it's a Democrat.
Yep.
Because they just can't get beyond the polarization. The fact of the matter is, it's a state senator. The party, obviously, is important to identify, but it's not the story. It's the fact that a sitting senator engaged in this kind of felony conduct.
Yep.
And that's the important thing. What adds to it is the fact that the Senate is controlled by Democrats by exactly one vote.
Yeah, let's get
that
to that.
That would be, in this case, her vote. And so it takes on added importance, but people just have to get beyond, you know, the gotcha, because this could, all the Republicans saying, why don't you put DFL? Why are those not the first three letters of your tweet? This could easily have been a Republican. And in many cases, it's been Republicans. In many cases, it's been Democrats. And it just, you got me all fired up again, Chad.
Yeah,
always.
I mean, you're fired up. Twitter Nazis and incapable clicking.
I think the Twitterazzi is what I called them.
Yeah.
But you could call them.
I think we had an idea where you were hinting. Okay, the session ends when?
May 20th.
Okay. Will anything happen with the state senator, in your view, regarding her responsibilities before May 20th?
Well, that is hard to say. Her next court appearance is not until June 10th. So she had that'll be, you know, roughly 3 weeks after the session is over. She will be waiting for this case to play itself out. So there is nothing in Senate rules that say she cannot go back and serve in the Senate while her case is being adjudicated.
Is there any recent precedent, Tom, where someone faced maybe not the identical charge, but a comparable charge, the session was still going on, and what they did? Because I'm assuming most of the time, until another hearing takes place, until sentencing takes place, that most of the time the individuals continue with the responsibility. Am I right?
Yes, and they continue under a cloud, of course.
For sure.
It's not great for the DFL brand, obviously. And even though the Senate is not up for re-election this year, it is a DFLer. So people, especially the Twitterazzi, paint all of them with the same brush, and many voters might do the same thing. And so it's not good for the DFL brand, just like it wouldn't be good for the Republican brand if it was one of them. There have been examples. I'm not going to get into all the names of all the people over the years, but we had a Republican, I think it was a state senator, who was accused of domestic abuse. We've had, I believe it was a state representative who was accused of shoplifting. We've had one, I think it was a state senator, who was passing bad checks, thousands of dollars worth of bad checks up to the felony level. All of these have been treated in different ways, and some happened during session, some not during the session. So it's kind of all over the board. From the research I was able to do this morning, I don't believe anybody has ever been expelled from the House or Senate for something like this, but many have resigned, or at least I should say several have resigned just before an expulsion vote was going to take place. And there have been cases where there have been expulsion votes, and like in the House, it takes a supermajority. I think it's like 90 votes. They got up to 80 votes, but they didn't quite get to the level.
But in this case, we're not heading this way, are we?
No. Well, not at this point. I mean, the Senate GOP,
from what we know,
Mark Johnson,
yep.
he has called for her to resign immediately.
Yes.
Part of the reason for that is in the and keep in mind, she is presumed innocent until the courts say otherwise. But in the criminal complaint, she is quoted as saying to police officers,
"I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this.
And so, and, you know, and she's caught head to toe in black clothing.
She did this.
She left. Left her home at 1 a.m. Got there at 4:30 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, she did it. And I think one point that the Republicans made that I think will resonate with people is that it's not a short drive to Detroit Lakes.
No,
she had 3.5 hours to think. You know, this is probably not a great idea. Yeah. And then she went ahead and did it anyway, according to the criminal complaint. So that's going to be a problem for her.
Yeah. I mean, for the audience just tuning in, and you're busy too, I spent 2 segments last hour talking about the merits of the case and also how complicated it is, personal feelings, you know, when emotions get in, would people ever make this decision, all the while emphasizing this is criminal behavior. This is absolutely criminal behavior. When grief's involved, when emotions are involved, you may make dubious decisions. Many of us have done that before. But in this case, this is a burglary. This is her basically admitting that she did it. Now, does she deserve her time in court and to defend herself? Obviously, she does. One more thing on this, then I want to pause and get to other matters. As long as she does not step away, and they have this slim majority, does this slow the Democrats down in any – it doesn't slow them down numerically, but just with the talk of this story, the perception of this story, when we get to what is accomplished within the next month or so, does it change anything?
I don't think that it really does. They are going to need her vote on some things, but remember – they technically don't need to do anything this session. It's generally considered a bonding bill session. They'll probably pass a bonding bill of a little less than $1 billion, but that doesn't just need a one-vote majority. That needs a coalition of Republicans and Democrats in order to pass that. So her vote is not crucial there. It's not a budget year. Like last year, this would have been even worse timing because of all the things they were trying to pass that ended up passing 34 to 33. There's nothing that has to be done. There may be some things Democrats want to do this year that might get a little more complicated. But as far as I can tell now, as long as she doesn't resign, they should still have her vote.
We'll put Tom on hold. We'll bring Tom back and get to other matters. What else might get accomplished before the session is done?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Channel 5, Channel 45, that's where you check out Tom's excellent work. He's with us. It's 24 past 2. Okay, you know what's coming because the texts have already come in. Sports gambling, where are we at? What's going on? What's the likelihood it's going to pass?
That is the single most asked about piece of legislation of this session, bar none.
Yeah.
I will get to the answer on to that in just a moment, but you were asking about fallout from the Nicole Mitchell situation. Here, just while we were on in that first segment, I got a news release from two DFL state senators who were supposed to have a news conference tomorrow about University of Minnesota labor rights legislation.
Okay.
Total surprise, they have postponed that news conference to a later date because they know all the media will ask about is what about your colleague, Senator Nicole Mitchell? And they are not wrong about what we would ask about. We would have dutifully covered the other thing they're talking about, but that's why we were talking before about could it get a little awkward, for the DFL legislators. That's just one example of how.
Now, can I just briefly chime in on that also? How about a little courage and just do your damn job and answer a couple questions? You know, keep following up on what you're supposed to do. Answer questions. Guess what? When you have that job, maybe you'll create a scenario in this hypothetical a state senator rep that will cause some awkwardness, or you'll have to answer about a colleague. It's part of the deal. Stop running and hiding.
And the story isn't going away in the next, by Thursday or by Friday.
No.
Her next court date is June 10th. You will likely hear about it a lot between now and June 10th. So I agree with you. Sadly, we don't see that kind of courage very often,
frankly,
from either party.
Yes.
When one of their own is in trouble.
Listen, can I stand this for a little bit? I mean, Joe Biden is invisible from answering questions, positively invisible. The president of the United States, who used to sleep at the Meet the Press studios or outside Face the Nation, Joe Biden was everywhere. And there was another Axios report where he's going to be the only president in I don't know how long who hasn't sat down with one extensive New York Times, Washington Post interview. And yes, his opponent, who I don't know if you've heard, is involved in a trial right now. He offers up his commentary in and out of court, but when he makes himself available, it's home team coverage also. So it's all across the country, politicians who don't have to talk to us incessantly, but should make themselves available, not just to, add context to your story or add content here, but it's a part of providing a responsibility to their job and providing information. And it's only going to get worse. It's sad, and it's not a requirement, but they're shrinking from a valid responsibility.
And I would add to that, but I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yep.
Of course, I'm all for transparency and openness in government.
Yeah.
Sadly, we don't always see it.
Nope.
Now back to sports betting.
Yeah, for sure.
I had the Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson and the House Majority Leader Jamie Long on Ed Issue this past Sunday.
Yep.
I asked them the question, okay, yes or no, is sports betting going to pass this year? Of course, they gave me an option I did not give them, maybe, and I think one of them said 50-50. So I think that's where it's at, is at 50-50. And I'm telling you, they're on the margins, this issue has some legs when it comes to election time, because our polling shows sports betting to be very popular in terms of at least 54 to 55% think it should be legalized. And if it doesn't happen again, and we're the only one of our the states that surround us who does not have it in some form, on the margins, it could impact some elections. So that's going to be fascinating. But what has complicated everything is this historical horse racing issue and the Racing Commission approving that, because the horse tracks are desperate to get something that they don't see them getting out of the sports betting bill. In other words, a near monopoly on it for the Native American tribes. The House bill only offered the tracks a total of $625,000 a year to split. We're talking about millions at stake. And the Senate bill was a little more generous. I forget the exact. It's in the millions, $3 million, $6 million. I can't remember. But still, they don't even think that's enough to keep these tracks viable. So that is what has complicated the entire thing. And then there's the bills about no in-game betting, which is where a lot of the handle comes from.
Correct.
If you can't bet on what goes on within a game, a lot of people go, well, I'm just going to keep doing it on the black market like I've been doing for years. And So this is a long-winded way of saying it's 50-50 at best, and they've got a little less than a month to figure it out.
Give me one other bill which is going to pass which will affect the lives of people listening right now.
You know, there is a major bill making more than 100 changes to the cannabis law that will impact the ability of people to get licenses to sell it, which, of course, will impact the ability of people to buy it. And so that is one major bill. And then there's a couple of others that will affect smaller numbers of people, but no less important, including one end-of-life legislation. Essentially, should people be allowed to end their own lives if they're terminally ill? That is a smaller group of people, yet it involves, I guess, potentially thousands of families in Minnesota. So those are a couple of the things. There are no major budget bills. Well, I guess one other I could name. The emergency medical services people in greater Minnesota say they are in crisis. If you have a grandmother or grandfather living in greater Minnesota and they have a heart attack, there is no telling how long it might take an ambulance or paramedics to get to them because they are in such dire straits. They say they need $120 million dollars just to put a Band-Aid on this. So far, the governor and Democrats in the House and Senate are offering $16 million. So that's another big issue that's still out there.
Are the Republicans pushing for a higher number on that particular issue?
Yes, they are. And but again, they have no power.
Yeah,
so
right.
they can push for it. There's some disagreement on whether they need the whole 120 now, but there seems to be pretty near unanimous agreement they need more than $16 million to keep afloat in a lot of these small cities and townships.
Seems like something that 100% should happen. Always appreciate it, sir. We will chat soon.
Okay, thanks, Chad.
Tom Hauser, excellent reporting as always. Check him out tonight, Channel 545 and on this show on a regular basis. All right, this is another one of these political Rorschach tests. The lefties, yes. What do you think of Alec Baldwin? Oh, movies, 30 Rock, great talk show guests, his own podcast. Republicans would say, horrendous human being, facing charges in the Russ case. Physical confrontations all the time.
They could both be right.
I'm going to say everything that both sides is correct, including that he doesn't have great control of his temper, but often he's baited. Okay? That doesn't condone the number of times where he's acted, as I said on the Twitter machine last night, like a jackass. Just rude, obnoxious, a bully. The grotesque voicemail he left for his daughter. Indefensible. Mm-hmm. He's also a great actor. He's also, I don't know, does he still do his radio show? God, he was really good at that.
No idea.
And he was amazing on Letterman. He's in a very difficult legal situation with Helena Hutchins, her death, we already have one conviction, and the charges he's facing after, you know, there were no charges. Now there are charges. And so it's not like Alec is updating me daily what he's doing, but at some point yesterday, I see other people retweeting someone I think you follow often, Crackhead Barney and Friends.
That's actually Nom de Plume.
Yeah. It's your porn name also, Crackhead Barney and Friends.
It works. When it works, it works, Chad.
Subheadline, White Devil Alec Baldwin attacked me while I was trying to get coffee.
That's good.
Okay. It's not what happened at all. She's about how many times? 15 times? Alec, say free Palestine. Say free Palestine. Say free Palestine. Say free Palestine. You killed that lady. Then it's F Israel, F the Zionists. She's following him. He's maybe mumbling or muttering something private business.
He was talking to an employee who was kind of trying to sort of get in the middle and say, hey, let's call the police, arrest her, let's do something here.
Yeah. The employee's really doesn't know what to do either.
No.
She's horrendous. She's horrible. And by the way, in many other cases, he deserves no benefit of the doubt. Many other cases. Today, he deserves it all. Now, eventually, does he use the right hand and smack the phone out of her hand? Yeah, he does. Here's how much I'm going to complain about it. I'm done. We are in a society now, because of all the platforms and certain passions on some issues, where people have decided, I can do anything I want. Anyway, especially if I find someone who has a reputation.
Yeah.
And they've, by the way, they've created the reputation. Baldwin created this reputation, a lot of it. Paparazzi would play up to him too, right? And it's not easy every time to walk away, but he absolutely didn't walk away enough. That's very clear. But that's where we're at now. I used to have this conversation with Lindsay a lot on, okay, if you see someone in politics or some public figure, what do we think about approaching them if they're out at dinner or you see them on a street? And I was kind of the point, well, it depends on the circumstances. And Lindsay was, as she always is, very respectful. She's like, well, you know, this is one of your rare chances. Should you be a little bit more... She didn't use the word forceful, but should you take this opportunity? This is now the game we play. Where, and as I just said to Tom 20 minutes ago, many politicians run and hide. It's political cowardice. Now, their comeback might be in a lot of these town halls they have. It just turns into a screaming fest, either towards the politician or if someone asks a valid question towards the politician, his or her sycophants then start yelling back at anybody who asks a valid question. But you want to talk about another ruination of our society. Alec Baldwin generates hardly any sympathy for me because of what he's done so many times. And in this case, I mean, there were a lot of people in the Twitter machine who have contempt for Baldwin, who saw an individual who had zero redeeming qualities about her last night. And by no means by saying you have zero redeeming quality if you feel like Bibi Netanyahu has went too far. I've made my point on that over and over again. He has. Hamas started it. Bibi has used the bludgeon way too far. There should be a more surgical approach. You're still going to support Israel because of Iran. But we talk tough about Israel. We don't act enough on it. And by the way, you're allowed to criticize Israel without being an anti-Semite, but there's tons of anti-Semitism, which is running rampant in this country. And by the way, every protester who protests is not an anti-Semite, but there's example after example, example of individuals who are. But this is what we're turning into, Dave. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe 10 years from now, it's going to be anybody and everybody. Where people are trying to somehow garner some attention for themselves. And you know what? Sadly, a lot of times, it works. By just screaming, showing zero respect, saying something over and over again, forcing someone to say something which they don't mean at all. Like, I guess she would have felt better because she would have edited it, right? By the way, Baldwin, crazy righty. You know, I'm sure he has no sympathy at all for Palestinians. I'm sure he's wished death to all Palestinians.
Noted Trumper, I believe.
Oh, God, yeah. He's never done anything to make fun of Donald Trump. Not at all. I can't think of one thing. What a crappy example of a human being. And there are so many passionate, smart, intelligent, debates in defending innocent Palestinians whose lives are in peril on a regular basis in Gaza versus, by the way, to the scum that is Hamas. And so these conversations, but no, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find the wounded bird because he looks like a shell of his former self. Because it really seems like some of his actions on that set either are going to be criminal or were the edge of criminal. But this is the crap we now get. And I guess the comeback could be I shouldn't talk about it, but I want to point it out for more people to call this out. And it's not easy. Like if you're walking down the street, you're with your wife, you're with your kids, you're with buddies, and somebody's doing this, do you really want to jump in the middle of it? Most of the time you don't. Because then does it get bigger? Does it get worse?
Then you're part of the viral video.
Exactly.
Exactly. What was the name again? Crackhead Barney and Friends?
Yeah, I think you have nailed it. Let me just go to it again real quickly, but I think you have summarized. Yes. Crackhead Barney and Friends, CHBAF.
Sure. Yeah, hard to believe that Crackhead, for short, didn't have the moral high ground in this specific particular instance. But you know, I mean, how long did the video go on? A good minute, minute and a half? I mean, it was long. It was a lot of pestering, a lot of yelling. Hey, Alec, say this, say that. You killed a lady, blah, blah, blah.
Say free Palestine. Say free. Just say it, Alec. Just say. Say it, Alec. Just say. Say it, Alec. Just say it. F Israel. F yep. Zionists.
And then she got what she really wanted, which was not Alec Baldwin to say yep. free Palestine. It was not Alec Baldwin to, you know, say anything supporting what she's trying to say, you know, anti-Israel. It was the slap of the phone.
Yep.
That's exactly what she. And that's the problem. She went into that situation probably thinking, man, this is it. This is my moment. This is my Shaletta Brundage moment going viral. Not saying Shaletta goes viral for that same kind of thing, but she's the master of going viral. She knows how to do it.
Yep.
Crackhead Barney and Friends finally said, this is it. I can do it. I can go viral, and people are going to have my back because it's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Vanita does the soccer salute.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another salute I would like to give to Crackhead Barney and Friends, but I really can't do that on the radio.
No, you can do it here.
I just did it to you. How'd you feel about it?
I felt like that was actually directed towards me with the look in your eye. I feel like you...
I had some built-up anger.
You told us it was for Crackhead, but that gleam in your eyes that I can finally get Harrigan with one of these big birds.
Yes, exactly. All right. You want to chime in? You can. You know how to track us down. You know where you should chime in? PellaNorthland.com. PellaNorthland.com. Next week, my project is going to happen. Some new windows and doors from the best in the business, Pella, a business which has been around close to 100 years. You want showrooms? We got showrooms. We got Plymouth. We got Woodbury. We got Rochester. You want warranties? Best in the business. You want windows and doors just set up for you? Yes, you do. You want to have somebody come out to your house and look and see precisely what you need? They will do it. You want the best in the business? How about number one in craftsmanship, number one in innovation, number one in customer satisfaction? They are great. I cannot wait. And I know, living in a house with Pella windows and doors, how much I like them. So the ones which need some tinkering and changing will only make my house better. Same for you. Absolutely worth going online, PellaNorthland.com. Jerry Seinfeld has a movie coming out, which looks pretty good. Have you seen the previews yet?
I have. It looks intriguing, I'll say. I don't know about good yet.
It looks different. I kind of like it. It's a fictional account of the creation of Pop-Tarts. When's the last time you had a Pop-Tart?
Oh, man, 30 years ago?
That long?
Yeah.
I would say.
It was one of those things, you know, you begged for as a kid. Please, please, please. And finally the parents gave in. And it's not very good.
It's not very good. A couple years ago for me. On movies, here's what Seinfeld is saying. Film doesn't occupy the pinnacle in the social, cultural hierarchy that it did for most of our lives. When a movie came out, if it was good, we all went to see it. We all discussed it. We quoted lines and scenes we liked. Now we're walking through a fire hose of water just trying to see. I think it resonates, but then as Jason joins us about movies and how important they are, and I'll fully admit, even before the pandemic and since, I used to go see 20 movies a year. I hardly see any anymore because we have so many other options. But Jason, last year, Barbie and Oppenheimer were mega, mega, mega hits.
People are going to movies.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm not willing to – I mean, we just have so many more options. I mean, our phones are filled with all sorts of things.
Don't you think music lyrics also have sort of filled a little bit of the role? Like the way that, you know, and you can criticize that music is sort of written for TikTok now where you got to.
Yeah,
But it used to be written for radio. So, like, yeah. Let's not act like this is the downfall of art. That said, I do hear younger people, like, they quote song lyrics maybe more than we quoted movie. We quoted movie lyrics more, or
without
movie lines in our day.
Without a doubt. I think, though, overall, I guess I want to see this year if it's just two movies that dominate everything. Because it was just those two movies.
That has changed, right? Where it's the blockbuster era.
I think also, maybe because it's TVs now are $1.25, where people don't care if they wait 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And there it is in my living room.
Yeah, I think it depends on the age, right? Like, I have two high school teenagers. They go to movies.
Really?
Because where else are they going to go? What else, you know, when you're 16, 17, 18, what else can you do?
Well, they normally stay in their bedroom. They're on TikTok for 7 hours.
That is awesome.
Right? They don't go anywhere. You know, so bravo to them that they go.
Yeah, they try to live in the world.
Yeah, that is good. Dave, for you, movies, factor, not a factor?
Still like movies.
Yeah.
Don't go often, though.
Very cheap. You're very cheap.
That's true.
Well, I'm looking at another cheap person. How often did you go last year?
To the movies? Yeah. I went to Oppenheimer.
Okay. There we go. So I'm not convinced. We're all going back.
There is that.
Yeah. All right. Give me one guess for today.
I don't even know what's going on today.
He's got to check his script.
QC Pizza? Quad City Pizza?
Oh.
Ever hear of Quad City Pizza?
I have.
It's in Matamida.
When are they coming?
They're coming in. 4:00.
Oh, I got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.